Welcome back to another episode of Lock It or Leave It. It's been a great week for the Noles as we pulled out a great win against the Florida Gators led by our Lord and Savior Jordan Travis. Also, the USA is moving on to the knockout stages in the World Cup, and there's only one thing that can make this week better, and that's a special guest from FSU guard Chandler Jackson. But first, as always, this music. Okay, so we are back. Good weekend. I was actually in Atlanta for a concert, had a great time seeing some of my college friends. But we're going to hop on and pass it to my next co-host, which is Cam. Cam, how you doing, man?
Not as good as I would be if we were in Tallahassee like the olden days. But, you know, now that we're adults, you just had a great day of college football yesterday, though. Me and my roommate had four TVs going in the living room and tons of beer to enjoy it with. So pretty good weekend so far. Ready to get into this episode, though.
Yeah, when I was in Atlanta, one notable thing was UGA was playing UF. So there were a lot of Georgia fans, and me as a Noles fan, we were able to collectively hate on the Gators because we can't stand that institution and that program. The Swamp is a terrible place to go to school. Let's talk to my other co-host, Ak, who had a good weekend. You were listening to Latin House and the Dirty Rabbit. How are you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, I had a great weekend. Miami was a lot of fun for Halloween. You know, I was getting the Snapchat memories. I missed Halloween, obviously. Past 2 years, past 3 years, however long it's been, I've been there in a row. Nothing like it. But going out in Miami is its own kind of special. I had a great time last night and ready to get into this episode. Very excited about the FSU football team, too. They're looking really good recently. But the FSU basketball team has also looked really good recently. So I'm really excited to talk about that.
Yeah, perfect segue. So let's introduce our guest, Chandler Jackson, guard coming in for Florida State. Man, thanks for hopping on with us and chopping it up with us for a little bit, man.
Of course, no problem. Thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely. Ak, you can take it away, man.
Yeah, Chandler, so you had a really good senior season of high school basketball, Christian Brothers High School in Memphis, Tennessee. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what your team was able to accomplish and what that special run was like?
I don't know. My team, like last year, we were able to accomplish like something that hasn't happened that many times in Memphis. I think maybe only two other teams, maybe in the history of Memphis, has ever went undefeated throughout the whole season and won state. And so, like, it was an amazing thing that we've done. That has been my goal for 4 years in college. I mean, not in college, high school, to win a state championship. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I thought it was going to happen my junior year. We were undefeated, and then got to the Final Four game, and we lost. So coming into my senior year, I wasn't gonna let that happen again. And me and my teammates, and so happened to be my teammates were all seniors. The people that play were all seniors. So we all were best friends. We came in with each other, and we all left with each other. So we knew it was our time to play. And it was our time to shine. So we went out there and did what we had to do.
Yeah, we had Naheem on as one of our last guests, and Naheem talked about one game he was looking forward to was the Purdue game, because last year we lost to Purdue, and that reminds me where you said you want to get our lick back. We want that lick back against Purdue. Your year in junior year, you guys lost in the Final Four. You got your lick back senior year, man.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It was just like something that I wasn't going to let happen again. You know, like me being, you know, somebody that's supposed to be, you know, the best in the state, you know, not leaving with a state championship, you know, it didn't look good for me. So I had to get one, at least one. And then my coach and our school, we haven't won state since 1987. My coach, he was I think assistant coach, or he was a player. He was one of them, assistant coach or player on the team when they won state. So he hasn't won state as a head coach. So we had to get him one. They've been close. They went to the Final Four with, you know, state championship games, but they never won it. So for us to win it for him, that was really special.
Moving on to college, we had John Butler Jr. on our podcast last year, and he talked about a big reason why he chose Florida State over the other schools that were recruiting him is how they plan to utilize his skill set very uniquely. He's a big guy, but they played him a lot on the perimeter, used him like a guard because of his ability to shoot and handle the ball. Now, when you first met the coaching staff, what did they talk to you about and how they envision using you, and what made you commit to Florida State over some of these other schools?
Just the relationships that I built with Coach Jones. That's who was recruiting me, Coach Jones. We talked just about every day or every other day. And when we talk, we wouldn't even talk about basketball most of the time. We just talk about life and about like things that's going on in our life and everything like that. But when he called, or when he called me, it wasn't just to talk about, me coming to Florida State. He was checking up on me and my family, getting to know me and my family and everything like that. So that's one reason. And the second reason is just that, like me being a big guard, I'm like, what, 6'4", 6'5", I'm like 215. And so like, me being that, that's what Coach Jones, that's what they recruit. They recruit big guards. Like Pat Williams, Devin, all of them in the past, Trent Forrest, Turk, like that's what they recruit. So I fit that, BGU, Big Guard University, I fit that like well. And so I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of something special. And then they just like me, like I'm big, but they want me to they gonna keep me like on perimeter, point guard or something like that. Bring the ball up, running the plays. Like before I got hurt, I was running a point guard, initiating the offense and everything. And so other schools, they didn't know what they wanted me to do, point guard, shooting guard, but they knew here what they wanted me to do. They knew they wanted me to be a point guard here. So that's one of the reasons. And I don't know, it's just the what they've been doing over the past couple of years, get people to the NBA. And like just this coaching staff, what they've been through, they're very experienced. Coach Jones tells me all he tells us all the time. They got like 50 plus years of coaching experience, like put together. They coached in the NBA for a year. Coach Jones, Coach Ham did together. So they know a lot of people. They have a lot of connects. And it's about who you know. So and I don't know. It's just what I thought was best for me and my family.
Yeah, so a couple of things. Coach Jones and Coach Ham didn't just coach in the NBA for a year. They were coaching MJ when he was on the Wizards. Like, if you can coach MJ, you can coach damn near anybody. That's one. And then number two is a lot of the NBA guys that we're seeing now coming out from Florida State, they're preaching versatility. Versatility is the main thing we try to have, where you're not coming out of Florida State just as a scorer. You're not coming out of Florida State just as a passer. We're seeing people like Trent Forrest, Devin Vassell, contributing to winning teams by playing defense and rebounding and getting steals and doing all the little things that contribute to winning. How much did that also play a part in why you wanted to come here? Of not just saying, I want to go out and get my 10, 15 a night, but I also want to show everybody in the NCAA how much I can do instead of just honing in on one little factor of my game.
It's crazy because like Scotty, Pat, they all came off the bench and they were fourth picks in the league. They didn't have to start. Coach Jones was telling me that Pat, they didn't even know Pat was ready, that he was gonna play or not, whatever. Devin, his first year he was here, he didn't play some games. And then he kept getting better. Skill development. They kept working with him. And by the end of the year, they were calling plays for him to win games and stuff. And that next year took the leap. And so I don't know. It's just you don't have like with here, we play so many people. We play like 10 people, 10 other people. So you don't have to start here to be the man, to scouts looking at you. You don't have to start whatever. Because coaches, they're gonna put you in the right position. They're gonna do. Because coach, he told us he doesn't want. He said he want us gone. He want us to leave. They're not trying to keep us here at all. But if we need to stay, of course they're gonna bring us back. Welcome us back. But they want us gone. So, like playing defense. That's the biggest thing here. Actually, it's not even scoring offensive. We don't. I mean, because everybody can score, of course, or they would never recruited us. But it's about the defense of getting stops. Our defensive system is a lot. It's really a lot to learn, and it's hard to do. No, I don't know if a lot of people and in, like individual in basketball could do it. So us being able to do that on a consistent basis over the course of the season, it just goes to show how we are, like how different we are as a team and how they get us ready.
Yeah, when we had Coach CY on the pod last year, one of the things that he mentioned is Florida State won't offer some highly touted prospects that want to shoot the ball 20 times a game. They go find players that fill a specific role in their system. And you kind of have to give up your ego and put your ego aside to play this kind of team defense that you are hitting on. And I think that's like really part of Florida State's identity.
Yeah, it is. They don't go after like the highly recruited, but of course the people that, you know, we got are, you know, big name like Scotty. He was like what, top 50? He was the top 10. And like Matt last year and Jalen and John, they were all like top 40, of course. They're highly ranked, but like he said, they're not the ones like shooting every shot. They're about winning. And what we do here is win. So that's what Coach Jones. It's one reason why Coach Jones loved me so much, because I won a lot. AAU in high school. So that's the culture. You know, everybody that comes in here is about winning first. Every person is about winning games first, and then everything comes next. Because if we win, everybody gonna eat. So that's how we look at it. That's how they talk to us. So, like Deontay this year, he's a freshman. He's like, what? He was probably top 50 in the country. That's like, he was a four-star. Everybody knew who he was. He was high recruited and everything. But him, he's not about going and shooting every shot. You know, saying about winning too. Same with Cam Corn. He was at Sunrise playing against the best players in the country, beating them, you know, about winning games, being the best. And so, I mean, we all put our egos aside because we know what the end goal is. We all want to go to the national championship. We all want to win the ACC, and nobody really worried about NBA right now. That's going to come when we do those things, when we accomplish those goals.
Yeah, so in the preseason game last week, we know you sat out against Newberry, but Darren Green went 4 of 8 from three, finishing with a team high 15 points. Big contributions as well from Cam Corn and Tom House. So a lot of new faces for the Seminoles this season, with a lot of departures with the seniors. Who have you specifically developed the most chemistry with so far that you're excited to be on the court with come start of the season?
I don't know, like the most, like the. It's not a single person. Like me, I'm more, I'm like my personality, I'm with everybody. I hang out with everybody. I'm like best friends with everybody. I laugh and joke with everybody. So I don't know like who my, I want to play with everybody. Like them, all my brothers out there. Like I can't wait to hit DG for assists, you know, him make it three. And so I can't wait to do all that. Like watching on the floor, like watching Caleb work, you know, or Naheem dunk on somebody, and we turn up together, if I'm on the bench or, you know, on the court. So I really can't wait to be on the court with them. They're like, they're my brothers. And so I love them. So like, I'm ready to go to war with them. Like I'm itching to get back. I am itching to get back.
So before I ask you the question that I have like actually written down, I want to know this, because you and Trent are kind of around the same size. Trent Forrest I'm talking about. And Trent, Trent got a hammer. Trent got sneaky bounce. He got sneaky bounce, man. Where I saw that play where he bodied Jordan Nwora, who's now in the Bucks. And we talked to Trent about the play, and I asked him, I was like, Trent, when did you realize that you're going to go for the dunk? Because I'm 5'9 on a great day, bro. I can't rise up and
five,
dunk on
5'9 is being generous.
exactly. On a great day. So when I'm going to the basket and I see a defender, you have to make that decision. Like, I'm going up strong, or are you going to pump fake or whatever? For you, when you're going down there, what are you looking for when you're deciding, like, in that split-second moment? Am I going to yam this, or am I going to try to lay this up?
Like, I'm not going to lie. I have probably, like, the sneakiest bounce. I don't look like I can like jump. I look like I can jump, but I don't show off. You know, I don't show off that I can jump. Like the other day before I got hurt, we was in the gym just like working out, whatever. And we just started dunking. I just went up and did between the legs. Like it was easy. Everybody looking like, what? Like where'd that come from? Like I'm telling y'all, I have bounce. Like I have bounce. Like, I can windmill, I can do all that. I just don't do it because first off, my knees start hurting after I do it. I feel kind of old after. But, and then also, like, I don't really need to dunk the ball. I'd be finishing through people, laying it up on people. So I don't really have to dunk, but when I do dunk, I get up. So I don't know. It just depends. Like, it depends. Like, on a fast break, like how Trent was, yes, I'm gonna try. I'm dunking that every time, 1,000% every time. But most of the time, it's like a fast break where it's like a 1-on-1. He's already down there type situation. I'm gonna finish through. I'm not gonna try to like rise up over him because I don't need to do that. But maybe I might have to now since college and high school is a little different. I'm still a big body. I'm still strong, but we'll see. I haven't played a game yet, so I don't know how it is. But with me, I've never like high school, AAU. I dunked the ball, like of course, in a while in transition, but I only dunked on somebody once. Like it was only one time because I don't really need to dunk it. But at one time though, I had a wide open lane, and it was an all-star game, so I of course I'm gonna dunk it. I wide open lane. And then he came on the help side, tried to block it, and I dunked on him. I didn't even try to. That's like wasn't my intention at all. But I do have sneaky bounce. Like it's very like I don't know if Fletch want me to tell y'all, but I dunked on him in an open gym one time. It was like
He probably didn't want you to tell him. He probably didn't want you to tell us.
at all. But that's my guy though. Fletch is like my guy. We call each other twin all the time. I called him. He wasn't expecting it, but he just blocked Jalen, and so on a fast break. So I'm like, all right, he's not gonna block me. So I just rose up and I dunked it. Like I have bounce like that. I just don't show off. I just don't show it off all the time.
Yeah, I hope you remember this. I don't know if you do though. Do you remember the open scrimmage we went to before the start of last season on a Tuesday? I remember Jalen did try to dunk on Fletch like that. And it was literally just me and Jay were just sitting there. Like it was like a Tuesday at like 11 o'clock or something. They just had like an open scrimmage. But it was like literally the first time we had like really interacted with him and stuff. And we were like, all right, man, this is serious. And even for a scrimmage, they're going 100%.
Like that's bro. That's how we are. That's why they recruit us. We go hard at all times. Like no matter what we're doing. Like even when we're playing pickup. Like we know coaches in the gym. We're all going hard. We're competing. That's what we do. We compete, make each other better. Because we're all of us on this team are pro professionals. We can either play in the NBA. We're either gonna play. We can either play in the NBA or overseas. So we're all professionals. So we just push each other every day to get better so we can get to our goals, accomplish our goals.
Yeah, so here's what I'm gonna say. Since you said you don't dunk that often and stuff, when you catch a body this year, we're gonna clip this. We're gonna clip that part and we'll paste that with the video of you getting that poster. But going off of that, Coach Stan Jones, he's known for developing big men. He's worked with Nyheim, Malik Osborne, Tenor Engam, more people like that. Who is the main guy that works with the guards at FSU? And how
So,
is your and yeah, and how's your relationship with him?
I don't know who it was last year, but this year it's Coach Smith and Coach Barsh. They be helping us. And my relationship, like Coach Smith, like since I've been out, me and Coach Smith have been talking a little bit more because during practice, Coach Jones be person talking, so I be talking to Coach Smith about some stuff and about like what's going on and everything. I don't know, my relationship, like we're cool. Of course, he's my coach. I can go and talk to either one of them anytime, but I think it'd be closer though. Because Coach Smith, he really be like working us out, with shooting and everything. And so like when I get back, that's what I'm gonna be with him, trying to get make sure I can shoot good again and everything, make sure I'm straight, stuff like that. So yeah, it's Coach Smith and Coach Barsh. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, so this question's on a little lighter side. When I was younger, I used to watch a ton of highlights of guards to try and pick up things from their game, you know? That's why whenever I play pickup, I have one move. I ain't gonna lie, I got one move, and if they stop that move, it's wraps. I'm getting locked up. I ain't gonna cap. Like, you know, so that move is a spin. So if I'm going to the lane, I hard dribble to the right. If I see them slide and commit to the right, I'm doing that spin back left and I go up with that finish. And I got that from D Rose. Now I say all that to say this. We saw that you wear number zero partly because of Russell Westbrook. What parts of his game have you tried to emulate into yours? And are there other players that you watched that you tried to gain some inspiration from?
A spin of a spin move is crazy. That's my favorite move. And like 6th through 8th grade, I would like be playing AAU. I'd be playing against some of my friends. Like they know me, like you know what I'm saying? Or I'll be in the school game. They'll be like, the spin move coming, spin move coming. And I would literally do the spin move and I'll score and they wouldn't be able to stop it. But that used to be my only move. I would do the spin move every time, literally every time. But back to the question you asked. I don't know. I like Westbrook. Like, even though, you know, he's having a bad year the last 2 years, like, he's still a Hall of Famer. That's like, this doesn't take away anything from,
First ballot Hall of Fame.
this doesn't take away anything from what, like, his career. It's just not a good fit with, you know, with the greatest of all time, LeBron. They're not a good fit. But like with Wes, I like how he plays. He's very enthusiastic. His energy is always on the 10. He shows emotion. That's a good thing, in my opinion. He shows emotion. Like, when he scores, get a bucket, he's screaming. You know what I'm saying? He's into it. That's how you know somebody's into it. And so I like how he attacks in transition. He gets to the rim. He gets to the rim every time in transition. He gets to the rim. Don't know if he's gonna make it or not, but he gets there. So I try to look at that. And then his post work, backboard bank shots off a little fade in the post, or coming, or just a mid-range bank shot, stuff like that. He's a great player. I love watching him, not gonna lie.
Yeah, so like you said with the spin move, I did IMs for a club that I was in for FSU last year, the Knowles Zone, the official student section for FSU. And when I'm playing in their IMs, I remember we faced a team. And the first quarter, I hit like three spins in the first 4 minutes. The fourth time, you can just hear them. They're coming on the court. Hey, yo, watch that spin. That spin's coming. That
They
spin's
come.
coming. So I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
No, I literally, that's the only move. And I was like, it probably was like elementary school, probably. I can't remember, but I was just like bigger than everybody. So I can literally just spin move and I just shoot it over. And so they were like, watch the spin move, and I still would score. It was like fun back then though. I don't use it that much now though. I don't use it that much now. I have other moves in my bag, but I don't use it that much now.
Yes, this is also one of my favorite questions to ask every time we do one of these interviews. Who is the toughest guy that you ever had to guard? Because it always gets a good answer. Like Caleb Mills said, it was Zion. Polite, it was Ja Morant. And Jalen, it was his old teammate Cam Reddish. So between AAU and tournaments and all of that, who's the toughest hooper you've ever had to check? And how'd that game go?
I'm trying to think. I am trying to think right now. I
It
don't know.
could
It's something.
even be an FSU player.
Yeah, it can be an FSU guy.
Even FSU.
If it's up to you, like if
I
who
ain't
if
gonna. All right. It might be Caleb Mills. I ain't gonna lie. Cause I don't know. Cause I'm trying to think about who I play in my AAU. I play a lot of people. I play a lot of good people in my AAU. I'm trying to think like who's the. But I don't think none of them like compared to Caleb. Like he's just.
what makes Caleb so tough?
He's just, you can't guard him. You can't guard him one on one. Like legit, you cannot guard him one on one. I've tried. Like we played King of Court and everything. You can't guard him one on one. I remember one time he did a move. I don't even know what move he did, but I literally did 360. Like I literally turned around in a circle. Like it was like he got me. I was like, and we go for real too. So I was like playing there. I was sitting there, like trying to clamp him up, and he got me. So like he has so much stuff in his bag. Like we'd be talking like his. When we playing pickup and stuff, like some of his finishes be like, was like, what? How'd that go in? And stuff like that. You legit cannot guard him one on one. He's gonna score some way. And even though you sag off, because you know you sag off him sometimes, he's still gonna score. And if you press up, that's even worse. So it's like you really can't choose. You can't choose. So you just sit there and just try to move your feet. And even when you do that, he's gonna find a way to score.
Dog, I'm gonna tell you, we were in that stadium last year in the Tuck, and let's say we weren't getting some good offense for a couple of plays. What was the game plan? You know what? We can't get anything going. Give the ball to Caleb. He's just gonna ISO up top and just go to work. There were some times where I forgot who it was. I think we played Clemson or Wake Forest, and he almost dropped somebody. And everyone's reaction was just like, what the heck? How did he even pull that one out? So I know what you're talking about. Some of those pro scorers where it's like, you know what? Nothing's going right. Kind of like a little bit of DeMar DeRozan vibes, you know, where it's like, you know what? Everything's not going my way. Top of the key, ISO, come and have this dance with me because I know that ball's going to the basket.
And somebody else on our team that can do that, Darren Green Jr., he can do that too. I ain't gonna lie. He has the bag. Cause like you don't expect him to, cause like what he's known for shooting, whatever. But his bag, he has a deep bag. I'm not gonna lie, he'd be surprising me sometimes. I'm like, what? I'm like, there's no way that's gonna go in. I'm like, or I'll be like, he shot that? And then, so now I don't even question it. Like when he shoots something, I'm like, oh, okay, it's going in. And if it don't go in, I'm like, okay, all right, that's a good shot for him. You know what I'm saying? But he has a nice bag. But Caleb is probably the hardest person at the bar because yeah, hardest person at the bar. Yeah, Caleb.
Yeah, so one more thing I wanted to ask. There's a lot going on right now in it's like the NIL space and stuff like that. So I just wanted to ask if you have any deals or anything like that you'd want to mention. Just out of curiosity.
Not right now. Like I haven't been like really, big on it. I haven't been like worried about it or anything like that. So like that's my focus hasn't been there, but I should soon though. I should be doing some stuff soon, working on some stuff soon.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we will finish off with the lightning round. Chandler, you're going to love this part. It's my favorite part of the podcast, and I think it's also Ack and Cam's. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
So the Tampa Bay Lightning were back in action this weekend. They had a little bit of a West Coast road trip. Started off not so hot, got two big wins to finish it off, though. They're coming back home to play Tuesday night. But you know what that means? It's time for the lightning round. So, Chandler, first question, lightning round. Best food spot in Tallahassee?
Chicago style chicken. I think that's the name of Chicago. It's something like that. Chicago. I've ate there
Cali
like.
Chicken? Cali Chicken Grill?
No, it was not at Cali. It's Chicago.
Dude, Cali Chicken Grill burned down. You see that?
Yeah, I seen that. I seen.
No, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that.
It was on fire, dog.
Yeah.
It was on fire. Wait, hold on. It's Chicago. I'm gonna look it up real quick. Chicago Chicken and Grill. That's what it is. Chicago Chicken and Grill. It's over there by Baja's in that kind of area.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. A little farther
Yes,
down on the
yes.
left. You can get,
Yeah,
yeah, I
yeah.
know what you're talking about. I got you. I've been there before.
That's top tier. Like
They've got
that's
some crazy deals with wings too. Like you'll leave and they'll give you like a coupon thing. You can get like 5 or 10 wings for free next time you pull up.
right, and then right now the wings are 99 cents a wing. Yes, 99 cents a wing. I guess it's insane. I love that place. I ain't gonna lie, I love that place.
All right, so my question, Ja Morant or Devin Booker right now, who you taking
John
on your
Morant.
team?
John
Easy,
Morant. Easy.
easy.
That's
You
easy.
can
tell
That's
me why.
answer.
Now tell me why.
Because he's a top three point guard in the league. That's simple. I don't know. I've seen people like say Trae Young's better than Ja or whatever, but like I was like, what are you doing? Like I'd be scrolling on Twitter and be like, I don't know why y'all delusional. Trae Young's better than Ja. But I'm like, bro, no. There's like no. Ja can take over games so easy. The way he moves and everything, like he does defense. Like Ja's gonna be a Hall of Famer. If he stays healthy, he's gonna be a Hall of Famer. Trae Young's gonna be a Hall of Famer too, but I think Ja is gonna have a better career. Ja might win MVP this year. Don't know when Trae Young's gonna win MVP. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when Trae Young's gonna win. I'm not a Trae Young hater or nothing, but I just blasphemy, that's all.
Yeah, so this question's a hot debate on the pods. We had to get your take here. True or false, KD's championships are earned and count.
I don't know. It's like a half-half.
Yeah.
It's like they're true because he won the championship, whatever. But they weren't earned at all. Like he didn't have to. I mean, he was the best player on the team, of course. Like he was like during that title run there, he was the best player on the team, like by far. Like he was, and during that time, he was considered the best player in the country. I mean, in the world, in the world. So, I think it's not earned. He didn't work for it or anything, but those are his championships, though. Those are his championships. He didn't have to work.
Jay and I get in a debate about this literally all the
Hey
time.
yo, Chandler, I'm on your side, and here's how I'll put it. You talked to junior year about how you went to the Final Four and you guys lost, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you transferring to the team that beat you guys in the Final Four. You go to the championship, beat your old team, and then start bragging to your old team about how they lost. That's
Yeah.
how I perceive it, you know?
Literally, KD could have sat on the bench and they probably still would have won a championship. Literally.
I couldn't have
That
said it better myself.
that's how good that team was.
Yeah.
You gotta put yourself.
He
You
made
gotta.
them better. KD made them better because he was best player on the team. He made them better, of course. But even without him playing, he could have been hurt for the
Yep.
whole year. They still would have won a championship more than likely.
Any opportunity to put yourself in the best position to win a championship, you have to take it. I
No,
mean, you
no.
have to take it. I'm taking it every
LeBron
time.
James didn't join the Celtics in 2010 after losing in the playoffs. He said, "Nah, I'm gonna get my own squad. I'm gonna come back and we're gonna get my lick back instead of
Right.
joining the Celtics and then beating." Imagine Kobe. going up against a Celtics team with Rondo, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, LeBron, Kevin Garnett, and then
Yeah,
people are
LeBron would
like,
have more championships then.
"Ugh, but
I
they're
don't know. I
meaningless."
don't.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
just. I don't know. That's a weird way to look at it. Like, I don't know. What LeBron did, you know, smart. You know, people bash him about it and everything. Like, bro, they can bash him about how many losses he have in the finals, but try going against the Warriors with three Hall of Famers, four Hall of Famers. Iguodala might be a Hall of Famer too, and that's when he was actually playing. Imagine going to five Hall of Famers, and then you have Matthew Dellavedova, J.R. Smith, not even Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, Iman Sharpe. Like, imagine if anybody else went against that team, they would have sympathy for them. But just because it's LeBron, they don't have no sympathy though. And LeBron still took them to some games too. Like, come on, LeBron still showed he was the best player in the world, even with them bad teams he had against the Warriors, he still showed. Like, you saw what happened when they were healthy. You saw what happened when they were healthy. They won. They were healthy. If they were healthy the year before, they would have won. And if they were healthy the year after, and KD did not join the Warriors, they would have won. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's simple.
Chandler, I really liked you, man, before this interview.
But yeah, that's my take on it. That's my take.
Favorite non-basketball sport to play and or watch?
Football, by far. I
Did
remember
you
one
play at
night.
all? Did you play football in high school at all?
I didn't play football in high school, but because I stopped playing football because the practices were too hard. I ain't gonna lie. I'll say it. I admit it. Practice is too hard, too much for me. Like, the games were the best part, and you wait a whole week just to play one game and then do it again. You know what I'm saying? Basketball, you get to practice hard, and then you play here. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Football, bro, you practice all that just to play one game. Like, come on. You do all that to play one game. I wasn't doing it. And our practices were tough. I'm not gonna lie. But I love football. I love football. I watch football at all times. Saturday, football day, that's where I watch. Two week and last weekend when we was traveling to Orlando to scrimmage Michigan, I didn't watch a single bit of football because we were traveling, and I didn't have nothing to watch it on, whatever. So I felt empty. Like, I woke up from my nap. I was like, I really haven't watched football at all today. It's weird. I normally, that's what I do on Saturdays. I leave it. You know, so we could either go to the Florida State game, or we come back here and just put on that game and some other games and stuff like that. So, like today, even we had some stuff to do today, but right now, like, I'm finishing my night off watching some football. So, straight. I love football. I love football.
All right, so this one is, I don't even know how to describe this one. You pull up to an open court to hoop with three of your boys, right? You need to add one more to run a full court fives. So you got four, you need to add one more. There's a lot of players standing around waiting to get picked up. What are two things you see that won't make you pick somebody up? I'll give you an example. For me, if I see somebody with a shooting sleeve at the YMCA, I'm not picking him up. 'Cause he's probably not hooping. What are two things you're looking for that you're saying, "You know what? Nah, I don't want him on my team when I'm hooping."
Headband is one.
Headband, that's a good one.
Headband is OD. Like, why? That's OD. What's next? Headband. What's next?
As a chronic headband user, you know that's just
Yeah,
what's up
I don't.
now.
The headband is. And then if you hooping in shoes that are not basketball shoes, like, instantly, no. But some people be wearing some beat up shoes sometimes. They be cold, so it just they might they don't have the money, you know, to get the shoes. Or like, some people be wearing baggy clothes, they be hooping. So I don't know. It just but for me though, it's a headband and we're not wearing basketball shoes.
I'll say one more thing for me is if you pull up to the court with an NBA jersey on,
Yes.
I'm not choosing you on my
You're
squad.
not hooping at all. You're not hooping at all. Simple as that. You're not hooping at all. That's facts.
Oh, there was a period of like 5 years where every single time I played basketball with Aaron, he's wearing an NBA jersey.
I gotta fight back on the headband one too, because I once in high school I wore a headband with my Twitter handle on it and had a bunch of
Wow.
followers. So,
Yeah, for all 2 minutes you were on the
I
floor.
mean, yeah, but
I mean, I don't have a problem. I don't know. I wore a headband once. I was like, why, like what, you know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
what?
If you
But
got the hair, if you got
we
long
got
hair to
the
keep it out of your eyes, that's fine.
right, that's
But if you
fine.
got a brush cut and you're wearing a headband at the Y, you ain't getting selected on my squad. That's all I'm saying.
And like when LeBron was wearing his headband, you're like, what? But he made it iconic, though. That's what made other people start wearing it. You know what I'm saying? But LeBron, you don't have no hair to get in your face or nothing. Like, why you wearing a headband? But I don't know. It's cool, though.
All right, last question though. You already touched on a little 1v1 with Caleb Mills, but since we're pretty tight with him, 1v1 211 against Jalen Worley, what's the score? And he's gonna hear this clip, by the way, just so you know.
I want you to show this to him. I want you to. It's gonna be trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because he be having some. It's gonna be 11. Gonna be 11-6. If we're playing, make it
Who?
take it.
Who? Make it take.
Me,
Make it take
me.
it.
Oh,
Oh,
of
of course.
course. He said, "Yo, of course." It's not gonna go on this pod and tell him that Jalen's gonna win.
Make it take it, right?
Yeah, make it take it. Yeah.
It's gonna be 11-6 because I can. Yeah, it's gonna be 11-6 me because he gonna score, of course. You know, he college player, Division One player. You know, he gonna score. He's not gonna score that much. I'm gonna get.
But you're a better defender than him.
Yeah, and then I can know I can score on him. I can score. I'll be making some tough shots. So I think I'll win 11-6. Yeah, 11-6. I'm gonna give him 11-6.
I'm sure he's gonna love that clip.
He will. He will.
Yeah, we're gonna have to show Jalen that. But that will end the pod for today. Let's start these sign-offs, man. Cam, good day for you overall with the bets. How you doing, man? Thanks for hopping on with us today.
Yeah, everything went. I crystal balled the entire red zone slate today, so you know, having a good start to the week, that's for sure. Thanks again, Chandler, for making this happen. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Yeah, and then going to the next co-host, Aaron. Aaron, thanks for coming on. The video of this will be up in like maybe a week for the YouTube listeners and watchers. You guys will be able to see Aaron's new handlebars that he's sporting right now on the video. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It was for a Halloween costume yesterday, actually. I looked pretty good. You'll probably see some pictures up on Instagram.
Probably still gonna
No
keep the
spoilers, though.
mustache for like a week though.
No, it's coming off tonight. I got work tomorrow. I got my big boy job, so I gotta look professional, at least somewhat. Even though, you know, I wish I could keep it like this. I love it. It gets a lot of hate, but I personally love it. But a lot of news going on here in Tampa Bay sports as well. I'm sure everyone's heard Brady and Gisele are getting a divorce. It's official. Brady has not looked good lately. Wearing a Bucks shirt right now, we might have to bring this guy back. We might have to bring Jameis Winston back. We'll see what happens with it. But looking forward to see what happens and really excited to see the start of this FSU basketball season.
That man just needs his post-nut clarity to throw the football better, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Then last but not least, throwing it to our special guest, Chandler Jackson. Thank you again for hopping on with us. You had a long day, but you were able to, give us a good 20 minutes of content. We appreciate it, man. And we can't wait to see you hooping and helping us win in the Tuck this year. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for having me. Can't wait to hoop.
Absolutely. So with that being said, we will catch you guys later. Like we said, Christian McCaffrey, anytime touchdown, it hit. If you want to make money, put your money where your mouth is, use Prize Picks, use code LEAVE. That's LEAVE, no spaces. Caps, yeah, caps or no caps, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. 100% deposit or return on your initial deposit up to $100. Can't wait to get to the next podcast episode. Until then, go Noles, man, and fuck the Gators. We'll catch y'all. Peace.